This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Casey Barnes, how are you?
Hello, thanks for having me. How are you?
No, we're amazing, mate. You sound very spriteful this morning.
Mate, you've got to be. I've had my triple shot coffee, so I'm...
What a mood.
Wow, is that normally your normal breakfast, like your triple shot?
It is, mate. Sometimes if I go back again on the same day to get another one, it's like when you're at a bar and you've had too much to drink and they're like...
You're back again.
Mate, yeah, I think we've got to cut you off. You've had enough, so... No.
You don't get the shakes? You don't get the shakes from having too much coffee?
Mate, I'm not too bad. I'll probably go for a run or do something this morning. That
burn
usually,
off.
You know, you can use that to get you through, but you've got to have your morning coffee.
Giralla fears and has two coffees in a day. He freaks out.
Well, I'm very shaky, and let's just say I'm visiting the little boys' room a little bit.
What did you do back in, like, when you were playing and stuff? Did you have any pre-match sort of ritual or routine or anything to get you up for the game?
Yeah, I used to take...
He's deep.
I was already pretty hypo as it was, Casey. But I look, to be honest, I did take some pre workout in warm up, and that would just get me in more. It wouldn't really do too much. I mean, coffee went, like I said, coffee goes straight through me, so I wouldn't like to have that before a game. But a lot of boys do. A lot of boys would have it, and then you know, half time comes along, and they're missing the half time meeting for good reasons.
Yeah, I totally get it. I grew up playing a lot of AFL footy, and back in the day, I'd have like, it was a bit stupid, but I'd have a couple of those V drinks before I'd play. Bloody heck. You'd go out there and you'd want to rip someone's head off.
You're wired. Yeah, you'd be so wired. I don't think I could have one of those, because you know why? You got to big up and you crash hard.
Absolutely. Anyway,
we're here to talk about your music. Let's talk about your music. Enough about us playing sports.
Come Turn Me On is officially out in the world. How's the response been from this one?
Oh, it's been great, actually. This will, I guess, be the first single off what will be the next album, which we're hopefully going to release later on in the year. But sort of been sitting on this one for the last couple of months and busting to get it out. And it's had a great response so far. I think the nicest review we got was we got a really good review on Rolling Stone, and they can sometimes be pretty brutal if they don't like something. They'll rip you a new one, but they were really, you know, it was really positive. So we're stoked.
Well, they come out and said it's exactly the sort of song that the phrase crossover hit was made to describe. Like that's their quote unquote what they've come out and said. So that is. That must be a breath of fresh air to hear.
Oh, mate, definitely unexpected, but, yeah, we're pretty stoked. And I guess, you know, that's similar to what, you know, Keith has done, and, you know, Morgan Evans and Dan and Shay, and there's quite a few other artists that have had that ability to cross over. You know, this song's got a bit of that, you know, country and a bit of pop to it, so... it's nice to get those sort of reviews. It's, really positive.
Honestly, I think... In all seriousness, you could do anything because people know your passion behind it and they know you put your all into it, and you can just hear it through the song, and when you're talking about it or when you're at a gig, like, you can see how much you put into it, and that's
energy.
What makes your songs great, and that's what makes them hits, is because of all the extra stuff you do.
Thank you. And actually, on that note, it was so good to see you guys. I know a lot of the crew from the station came to the show in Brisbane a couple of weeks back, and that was such a good night. It was it was fantastic. And Dan's pre-gig prayer before we went on stage.
Dan's pre-gig prayer. Dan's actually in the room. Dan, he just doesn't have headphones on, so he couldn't hear that. Hold on.
Dan, your pre-gig prayer was taken very well.
That was...
Oh, yep. Yep, that was...
That was an
something.
Experience and a half for everyone.
Something. I can't hear. Can I do this?
We like okay. Hang on. Silly.
I can't hear what Casey's
saying.
Hold on. Saying.
It'd help if he plugged his headphones in. We're professional, I swear.
Don't worry.
Now I'm on. Hey, brother. How are you?
Mate, We're just talking about how much fun we had at the Hamo the other week. It was great.
It was good fun, yeah, good times. And you guys just played out of the stratosphere. I think it was definitely the warm up ritual we went through. The boys were just on fire.
Thanks, mate. It was great to see you guys there.
I don't know if you saw, but Dan's moves, he'd occasionally go off and he wouldn't be seen for 15 minutes. And then you see him up the front dancing with some randoms. And we're like, all right, just leave him be.
Well, I just get in the zone. You know, when you go out and you're like, oh, I'm not going to dance tonight. I'm not going to dance.
Never been in my vocabulary before. But you know what?
It's been a while.
Giraffe has a signature move that he'll have to show you next time.
I've had a little boy, so unfortunately I couldn't get there. But next time you're around the traps, I shall be coming, and you should be seeing my my signature moves, mate. Don't you worry.
I think you and we're pretty similar. And, you know, what's probably the funniest is in a new music video for the single, my wife was, I guess, the creative mastermind behind the video and stuff. And I don't dance either. There's no dancing ability in my blood at all. But there's quite a bit of dancing in the clip because we've got all these amazing like extras and choreography and if you want to laugh, check me out trying to get down with all these people at the end of the clip. It's pretty funny.
Hey, mate, it's not a laugh. If you are genuinely mean it, then people probably just go with it, mate. So that's the way I think about it anyway. Mate, look, congratulations on the single Come Turn Me On. We love you here at 98.9, just like we said before. And hopefully next time I can get out there and see you, mate. You want to introduce your song?
Yeah, love to. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for having me. This is the brand new single, Come Turn Me On, and crank it up nice and loud. We'll see you soon.
You.
I've been thirsty for your love. Tried a few sides, but nothing else fills me up. Like when it's you, when it's us. Can't tell you why it feels right, it just does. Put a kiss on me, sweet release. Heaven sent an angel to set me free. Sipping slow red wine, take your time. I love the thought of you alone waiting for me. I get shaking bones when I'm halfway home. Just thinking about your love feels like a drug. Done all you do to me, then you smile. Lord, help me, 'cause I'm a mess. You could put a grown man inside the ground in that dress. Put a kiss on me, sweet release. Heaven sent an angel to set me free. Sip a slow red wine, take your time. I love the thought of you.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.